Mr. Modlane said his country is prepared to work with Zimbabwe in the turning around of the agricultural sector in the two countries.
I would like also to propose another area of partnership, as we have seen today that our government facilitated the trade between the two peoples, the two provinces, in the area of agriculture to produce macadamia, banana, apple, and other products.
He said since Zimbabweans and Mozambicans near the border share the same culture and normally mingle at will, there is need to relax entry and exit regulations at border posts.
It is to create conditions for our people in order to have official cross points in Katio, Honde, and many more in order to provide security and allow the facilitation of crossing borders.
He praised President Robert Mugabe's disputed and controversial land reform program that sought to give land to landless black Zimbabweans, stressing that the initiative should be fully implemented to avert hunger in Zimbabwe. Addressing the same event, Agriculture Deputy Minister responsible for livestock production, Paddy Janda, urged communal farmers to produce adequate maize grain to feed the nation as they used to do before the land seizures.
We can still produce enough maize for ourselves. Manikaland Minister, we present a big opportunity for both dairy farming and horticulture export. And we have already seen the potential in dairy farming, particularly in Chipinga and other surrounding areas.
Manikaland Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Chimene, who also addressed the event, said she felt honored to host the Mozambican counterpart, noting that they would consider holding joint farming expos with the province of Manica, Mozambique. The Manicaland Agricultural Show Society Vice President Peter Dopropoulos said this year's show had improved with more than 100 exhibitors compared with past years, where less than 70 firms and individuals participated at the event. He said the 2015 show was unique in the sense that the livestock section was back in full force after being absent for a decade. Some exhibitors told Studio 7 business was slow when the show kicked off on Thursday. One of them, Tinashe Chindrende, a microfinance exhibitor, said his stand is still recording few business deals and visits.
A number of people are visiting our stands in response to the posters we have just put around this agricultural show. And I've also witnessed that people are showing interest. People are failing or are not willing. Let me say, to show a direct response, as they have visited this place for some reasons, maybe they are carrying their own businesses.
Another exhibitor, Faustina Tichawangana of the Catholic University of Zimbabwe, said she is happy with the visits at her stand and is hopeful business will pick up on Saturday.
Yesterday, it was very low. Today, quite improved. We're expecting maybe that tomorrow things will improve.
A variety of activities are lined up at the show, such as horse riding, tug of war, skydiving, fireworks, and dog drills, among others. The show ends on Sunday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.